Chapter 5. Arrested Again. Nelson wanted to continue his work for the ANC, but he did not want the government to know about it. In 1955, other groups started working with the ANC. People in these groups were different, but they all wanted life to be fair for people in South Africa. The government did not like this. It was easy to stop small protests, but it was hard to stop a big group of people. The government wanted to stop the protesters and stop Nelson Mandela. The police arrested Nelson again at a protest in 1956. They arrested 155 other people with him, and they were all put on trial. But the trial did not finish for 4.5 years because there were so many people. "You're not guilty," said the government in the end. Nelson and the others were free. The trial was hard for Evelyn, and she was not happy. Nelson and Evelyn ended their marriage. Nelson then married Nomzamo Winifred Madikizela, or Winnie. She was much younger than him. Nelson and Winnie had 2 daughters together. In 1960, there was a peaceful protest in Sharpeville. But then the police came and they killed 69 people. People around the world read the news about Sharpeville and they were angry. They became anti-apartheid and started to say, "Apartheid is wrong." The government in South Africa were not happy. They did not want to end apartheid. "It is against the law to be in any anti-apartheid group," the government told people. Nelson was not at the Sharpeville protest, but the police arrested him anyway. The government sent him to prison for 5 months. Nelson's friend, Oliver Tambo, left South Africa and started ANC offices in different places. Then he went to live in England. Nelson came out of prison, but he did not stop his work. "The peaceful protests are not working," he thought. "We must do something different." Nelson started a new group called Spear of the Nation, Umkhonto weSizwe. They started to use violence because now peaceful protests were against the law too. They began to attack important buildings. "Maybe the government will listen to us now," they thought. Nelson did not have a passport, but he left South Africa in 1962. He visited other countries to talk to them about apartheid. Nelson wanted their support. Nelson came back to South Africa 6 months later, and the police arrested him again. "You left the country, but you don't have a passport," they said. "That is against the law." Nelson was found guilty, and the government sent him to Pretoria Central Prison for 5 years. Most of the guards in the prison were white. They treated the black people in the prison very badly. Sometimes Nelson did not eat the food because he wanted to protest. 6 months later, they moved him to another prison called Robben Island. His life was harder in Robben Island. Nelson could only have 1 visit and 1 letter every 6 months. In 1963, the police found some of Nelson's papers about the Spear of the Nation. They read its plans. "The Spear of the Nation is not peaceful. They use violence and attack buildings," said the police. "That is very bad." Nelson was put on trial again. The government found Nelson guilty and they sent him to prison for life. Nelson's life was harder in Robben Island.